Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 86, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 63. Daytime highs approaching 93. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Saturday and Sunday, low 90s. Saturday, upper 80s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 66.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Brock Wilson. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The former Coldwater mayor who pleaded guilty to voter fraud has been granted a $3,000 bond. That's according to the attorney of Joe Ceballos. Ceballos was moved to the Chase County Jail last month after he turned himself in to a Wichita ICE facility. His attorney says he doesn't know when Ceballos will be released. The U.S. Department of Justice is sending more than $700,000 to Kansas to boost forensic science. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is getting a $500,000 federal grant to update its Topeka forensic lab. Flags across Kansas will be flying at half staff today. Governor Laura Kelly directed flags to be lowered in honor of Ford County firefighter and paramedic William Corey Price, who died after suffering a medical emergency on duty. In Wichita, Brock Wilson, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this. Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire Skills First. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at teartheparceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 20-30, directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff from sunup to sundown today, Thursday, June 4th, in honor of Ford County firefighter and paramedic William Corey Price, who died in the line of duty. Laura Kelly said the service and dedication of William Corey Liam Price to communities across Kansas as a firefighter and paramedic will be remembered. She also extended condolences to Price's family, friends, and fellow first responders during this difficult time. According to the Saline County Attorney's Office, the result of the arraignment hearing on Monday morning set managers Andrea Murphy and Monique Hawley for trial. They entered a plea of not guilty to charges of animal cruelty. County Attorney John Reynolds told Salina Post the trial will occur sometime between September 8th and 10th. Murphy and Hawley are facing three charges of animal cruelty related to a December 2025 incident where three puppies with parvovirus were euthanized. Both were charged by Reynolds in April due to the reported euthanasia procedures on the puppies. A disturbance at a Hayes restaurant Sunday evening led to the arrest of a restaurant employee after an alleged assault on a manager and a struggle with the police. According to Hayes police, officers were called to Old Chicago on Mopar Drive after reports of a disturbance in progress. Investigators say 56-year-old Mark Allen Dawson allegedly became disruptive while working in the kitchen. When a manager attempted to address the situation, Dawson allegedly assaulted him, leaving the manager with minor facial injuries. Police say the situation escalated when officers tried to take Dawson into custody. He allegedly resisted arrest and struggled with an officer. During the confrontation, a taser was deployed but was ineffective due to the close proximity of the encounter. Two bystanders stepped in to help the officer restrain Dawson until additional law enforcement personnel arrived on scene. Authorities believe alcohol may have been a factor in the incident. No officers were injured. Dawson was arrested and faces allegations including battery on a law enforcement officer, and interference with law enforcement. Police also expressed appreciation for the quick actions of the two Good Samaritans who assisted during the incident. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
A Hays man was charged with alleged rape of a mentally deficient victim on May 27th. Hays Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood said 23-year-old Jonathan Allen Tate is the alleged suspect. He was booked into the Ellis County Jail. Greenwood said the case is still under investigation. No additional information was provided. A transportation project in Oberlin is among 9 projects across Kansas receiving funding through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Cost Share Program. Governor Laura Kelly and KDOT announced nearly $5.9 million in state funding for transportation improvements this spring. Combined with local matching funds, the projects represent more than $9.6 million in infrastructure investments statewide. For Northwest Kansas, the city of Oberlin was selected to receive funding for its North York and West Adams Street Reconstruction and Safety Improvement Project. The project is designed to improve roadway conditions and enhance safety for motorists, pedestrians, and the community as a whole. State officials say the cost share program helps communities tackle locally identified transportation needs while improving safety, supporting economic growth, reducing congestion, and enhancing access across Kansas. Since the program began in 2019, KDOT has awarded nearly $170 million in state funding to communities throughout Kansas, helping support more than 200 transportation projects and leveraging millions of dollars in local investment. The Oberlin project is one of several selected this round and represents continued investment in transportation infrastructure within the KQNK listening area. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new conservation framework is designed to protect both travel corridors for migratory big game species and working agricultural lands. Rod Bain has the details.
A new framework that combines conservation on working farmlands with a coordinated effort to preserve migratory routes for big game species like elk, pronghorn, and mule deer. As Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce explains, the framework brings federal, state, and tribal partners together across 17 states in the western half of the country to address threats to big game species.
The main motivation is to make sure that when we are doing voluntary conservation on agricultural land, that we're not impeding that migration, and we might even be helping it with creating more predictable habitat or improving habitat quality.
Various farm service agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation programs are included as part of the framework strategy, with this offering the latest in a series of USDA-led conservation action frameworks addressing issues on a regional level. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And also, farm and industry organizations are voicing strong support for USDA's new Great American Cotton Plan, unveiled last week by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. The initiative is designed to strengthen the U.S. cotton industry by boosting demand, improving export competitiveness, supporting domestic manufacturing, and reinforcing policies that promote American agriculture in the global markets. The American Cotton Shippers Association said the plan represents an important step for growers, merchants, manufacturers, and rural communities that depend on cotton production. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
There are many times I thought, I can't do this. I mean, what parent isn't worried about? What am I not doing right? What am I not doing enough? And then I realized, wait, that's being a parent.
Don't worry about being perfect. I've had around 3 other mother figures in my life, but only one of them has taught me how a mother loves.
The greatest reward for me is he makes me better every day.
I would tell a family considering adopting a teenager, that teenager, whoever it is, needs you, and they need what you have to offer.
Taylor's given me hope. He's our son, and that is what he will always be.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a rather average afternoon across the entire state for today. Looking at highs getting us right around about the low to mid 80s. For the north, central, and eastern portions of the state, getting into the mid to upper 80s for the western, even around about 90 degrees for south central parts of Kansas. Those areas should be in the upper 80s, so it looks like we'll be a fairly average overall for the afternoon hours today. Also looking at a chance for some showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon hours for the central and eastern portions of the state. Looking at partial sunshine developing for those areas, becoming mostly sunny in the western portions. And then for tonight, still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, looks like primarily for the northeastern parts of Kansas. And along with that, it also looks like there is a marginal risk for some severe weather for the central and eastern portions of the state. So definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on here throughout the afternoon and evening hours. Partly cloudy skies for the western portions of the state. And then it looks like we'll see decreasing clouds as we get through the overnight hours for the eastern portions, with overnight lows dropping down into the 50s for the extreme western portions, 60s for the rest of the state, with the exception of south central Kansas, looking at overnight lows lingering in the lower 70s. For your day on Friday, it looks like a little bit warmer. Actually, a lot of the state is going to be in the 90s. A few areas in the mid to upper 80s for the extreme eastern portions of the state. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, as we get to primarily Friday night, though, in the north central, northeastern portions of the state, with a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather for those areas. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies developing for the day, but then a little bit more cloud cover coming in for south central, southeastern, north central, northeastern parts of the state. Then by Saturday, it looks like temperature-wise fairly similar for the day, with a chance for some rain showers for southern Kansas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Peanut on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen from Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 20 black cows. They're 3 and 4 years old, bred black for September 1 fall calving. In the calves and feeders, here's 102. They be black with a very few reds on them. Their heifers will be a load at 775 to 800. The balance will weigh 850. Here's 34 Charolais cross steers and heifers off the cow. They've had their shots. They've been worked 450 to 600. Here's 6 mixed bulls and heifers off the cow. They're 4 weights. We'd be expecting a seasonal charter run of weigh cows and bulls, and we'd be expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.